Okay, we've come to Cantley Hill Plantation. It's 12 acres of mature trees, and virtually every tree has ivy on it. And ivy is another one of those controversial plants. You know, a few weeks ago we visited Himalayan balsam at the farm, and we investigated that and its properties and how it's sort of spreading and seemingly to like the UK. And ivy is also a little bit controversial as well. Some people like it and some people dislike it. Oh, just up in the top there, just landed a red admiral butterfly, just emerging as the sun comes out. You can just feel the warmth now. And ivy and butterflies closely linked together with lots of insects, because it comes into flower, ivy, this is at this time of the year. And many people ask, are people walking through the farm all day, every day, and why is there so many butterflies here on a butterfly scarce year? And part of the answer is ivy. And they said, well, no, it's only in flower for about 2 to 3 weeks at mid-September to mid-October. So why are the butterflies here? And of course, adult butterflies, some of our native species, hibernate in ivy. So it's a plant for all seasons, and I can give you a whole list of why it's here and why I don't cut it off the trees. And you can see the ivy there. There's a little gap where the ivy is close to the ground.
Underneath there. It looks like human intervention.
But no, that's the what we call the browse line.
It's perfect though, isn't it? If you went under there with a trimmer.
It looks like that, doesn't it? But everything after that, and if you stand here a little bit, the ivy goes up, well, about 70 feet on this Corsican pine.
And all those flower heads.
Yes, and so this is the time of year it comes into flower. Little drum heads to start with, which start to form mid to late summer. And now this is the time it comes into full flower. Oh, the sun's just come out. And so when that happens, this will come alive, particularly this little later this afternoon. We've got some warm weather and full sunshine, and this will be covered in red admirals, a few peacocks. Peacock butterflies are very scarce this year, and the woodland species which lives quite well into the wood here is the comma butterfly. And I'll see if I can get the camera here this afternoon and get a little bit of footage of both of those species here. Just as we arrived, I saw, and I can still see, a hornet just flying through there, just skirting through for any unsuspecting insects. And that immediately scared off a red admiral butterfly, which scooched over the top of the ivy here and disappeared into the wood there. So, as I said, it's a plant for all seasons. Foresters don't like it because it's hard work when you fell a tree for timber. You've then got to skin all the ivy off the trunk to get to the wood. And also, when ivy goes up into tall trees, it can form quite a large windbird. Remember, with deciduous trees, they're quite brittle. Things like beech trees, oak trees, even sycamore, ivy will go up. And it's rather like having your full rigging on a sailing ship in the middle of winter when the leaves have all dropped off and you don't want that extra burden. We've had some quite serious winds here in the UK over the last few years, so sometimes you'll see ivy trees with ivy on just bowled over.
What about allowing ivy to grow on walls?
Brilliant, yes, absolutely brilliant. Again, some people don't like it. They say it keeps the masonry damp underneath, which it doesn't do because of the way ivy arranges its leaves to, they kind of overlap, so you get maximum light onto the leaves. And it also forms a little like an umbrella, if you like, to stop things. And that's why it's brilliant for butterfly adults to hibernate into in the winter months, because it's dry in there and they can just fold their wings up. And butterflies, things like peacocks, even the red admirals, small tortoiseshells and commas as well, when they fold their wings up, in particular the comma butterfly, just looks like a crunched up brown leaf with a little white comma on the underside of the wings, and that gives it its name. So on walls, garden walls, it's very attractive. It stays green, and that's really valuable in the winter months when everything else is brown, and the leaves, the deciduous trees, have lost their leaves, so it gives some colour as well. And I can see a speckled wood just flying about over the top there, yes. Just looking round.
There he is.
Just coming out from, and it's coming down quite low, quite close to us. Oh, please land.
Just came over to see us, didn't he? There he is.
There it is. Yeah, might come back in to land. It's just looking round for a mate. That's a proper woodland species. So, as I said, it's a plant for all seasons. So if we choose January, when these drumheads have finished flowering, and that's the last pollen and nectar flow of the year for things like butterflies and flies and insects to take in the pollen and the nectar to get them through the winter. Then January, the black-coloured ivy berries ripen, and that will feed winter-visiting thrushes together with our own many thrush species like blackbirds. Song thrushes will even eat them. Robins will eat the berries. Wood pigeons love the berries as well. And that's a valuable food source in what we call the hungry gap, the January, February, March time. And there's a hornet just skirting round.
Oh, look at lovely, that. Lovely big example.
Yes, yeah, just twice the size of the common wasp, so, and love those as well. They're really valuable and quite a scarce insect these days as well, just flying over. So after the berries have all been eaten, it's a brilliant habitat for birds to nest in as well. And again, during that hungry gap, a little bird like a wren, with a Latin name, Troglodytes troglodytes, the cave dweller, will creep in either to a stone wall or into ivy and just disappear. And of course, close to the tree trunk, it's like a little microclimate in there, dry, full of spiders and insects, and it's perfect habitat to eat insects as well. So that helps little insectivorous birds, which stay with us over the winter, like the wren, the common wren, to feed. And then during the summer, it starts to form these little drum heads, which are in front of us now, which are in full flower. And you can see it's covered in insects. There's a tree trunk in front, which is stacked off about 12 feet high. And the whole thing is a whole dome of ivy. And if we go up close, Matthew, to this huge clump of ivy, it's with the leaves are very, and that's Rat, by the way. We've walked away from him. And
how dare you, he says.
And the leaves are lance-shaped, completely different shape, but they only occur on the flowering shoots. And you can see there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 drumheads of different to sort of come into flower at different times on that, just that single shoot. The whole thing is covered in thousands of these little flowering drum heads, I call them. And then they, the sort of, I don't know quite how to describe it, the leaf shape is completely different on the flowering shoots. So if we try and look in a little bit and go right into the tree, I don't know if this is a rather special ivy plant, because normally ivy leaves have 3 or 4 points on them. So what's happened here is the tree got, the top got blown off and just left the vegetative reproductive part of the ivy plant, whereas normally ivy has 2 shaped leaves. So we're going to have to move to the next tree. Poor Matthew.
Being careful
that
not
is
to
really not to go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, like Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
Oh, this is the next one here. So this looks different.
The next tree. Again, you've got these lance or lobe-shaped leaves here, which is the flowering shoots. And then if we go in a little bit closer to the tree trunk, you can see it's 3 or 4 feet back. And I'm going to have to dive in there somehow and see if I can find you a proper leaf. A proper ivy leaf, which
oh,
is
he's
here.
Going right in. Oh,
oh goodness, the things I do. Here we are, and that's got 1, 2, 3 little lobes on it, and so completely different leaf shape to these flowering shoots. You can see if I pull the leaf off there.
Yes, that's long and narrow. That one's more like a maple leaf.
Yes, it is. Yes, so it has 2 leaf shapes, and so you can always tell when it's going to flower. because the leaf shape changes. But it's so such a valuable plant that it's always welcome at the farm here. And particularly this year, when there's a shortage of pollinators, it's just helping those that have survived over that cold, wet spring that we had in early 2024, which killed a lot of our hibernating insects, which is why numbers are down this year. That hopefully those that have survived and they can feed up now, and they'll be out nice bright and early next spring to start the next generation of butterflies and insects off.
It's a conservation hero, ivy. It's not poisonous at all.
Not at all, and it's not a parasite, and generally it doesn't compete with a tree. Something like an oak tree is deep-rooted. That will get his moisture and sustenance from way down in the soil. Ivy roots quite close to the tree, and it doesn't actually compete with the tree for nutrients either.